leading to righteousness. The obedience means I'm believing God's word. I'm saying yes to God. Yeah, but you're weak. Yeah, but you'll never make it. Oh, in my weakness, he's strong. Oh, I'll make it because he said so. I'll make it because I'm saying yes to God. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, we all were, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I'm so chained up. That's probably why I'm standing like this. But his burden is, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. I'm yoked up. But I'm yoked up to Jesus. Not the weight of life, not the weight of sin, not the despair of the human mind, but I'm yoked up to the grace of God. I'm a slave of righteousness. It's come and wrapped its chains around me, and God's thrown away the key. I'll be righteous forever. I'm falling out, man, I'm telling you. I'm telling you what, I'm getting in faith right now that if you'll just let me just pray with you today, that I'm just going to pray that if there be a veil in your eyes, that today you'll see. That you'll leave here singing going, I was once blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. I've been messed up. I've been found. I was blind. Roger, but now I see, man. Amen. Truth makes you what? Not flaky. Friends, I'm not flaky. Ask God, I'm not. I'm free. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to say that I didn't lift one finger to be changed. I activated my heart in faith. By the grace of God, I said yes. And he changed my life. And I'm forever grateful. You see? I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh, for just as you presented your members as slaves for uncleanness, remember you were bound, it reigned in your life, you couldn't help but to sin. You were lost, and you were bound to be lost. Okay? For just as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanness and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, who knows, it just grew and grew and grew, and you got worse and worse and worse. So now, ooh, here's the simple faith. So now, present yourself and your members as slaves unto righteousness. I'm yours, God. You messed me up. That's a good thing. I'm no longer who I was. I'm who you created me to be. I'm pure. I'm holy. I'm righteous. Because you said, I'm not proud and deceived and arrogant. I'm in faith and I'm taking you at your word. You thought a whole lot more of me than I ever imagined or the world ever showed me I was. You have revealed the secret of my life. You created me a treasure in your sight, fearfully and wonderfully made. I am not an accident. There was a time to be born. How many Christians lived a life of failure and believed they were a mistake? How many people have killed themselves because they believed they were an accident and they should have never been born, when the Bible says there's a time to be born? Do you know God saw my day? Do you know when my daddy went into my mommy that God knew it was going to be me?